Even under normal circumstances, shipping logs out of Tenneke Springs is not exactly a walk in the park.
We crane lumber off our barge and stack it near the entrance to the ferry.
Gordon Chu, owner of Tenneke Springs Logging Company, usually relies on the ferry to get his product to market.
And then with rental trailers or borrowed trailers or pickup trucks sent unattended on the ferry, we load out lumber for buyers in Juneau.
But these are not normal circumstances. Tenneke hasn't seen a ferry in months, and with the town's dock slated to be rebuilt starting in July, it may not see another sailing until late December. That leaves Chu without many good options for shipping lumber. And he says it's especially frustrating after spending years tailoring his company's system to work with the ferries.
We're desperately trying to figure out other ways to do freight, and it's taken us 8 years, really, to get the logistics all worked out with renting trailers, having them staged on the ferry unattended.
Now, though, it's right back to the drawing board. Without any obvious fallback options and uncertain of when they might see another ferry, Chu is getting creative.
We're looking at possibly buying a motorized landing craft.
He says it's a similar style to the World War II D-Day boats you'd see in Saving Private Ryan, except this time it would be transporting lumber, not tanks. Chu says it's far from an ideal option. The boat itself is down in Washington State, so just getting it here will set them back a lot in fuel costs. Then there's all the maintenance. Chu says the boat is not in great shape. Still, he says there aren't a lot of other options.
It's not the smartest idea that we've come up with in terms of getting our own boat, but we don't know what else to do.
Tenneke Logging Company isn't the only family business in Southeast looking for alternative ways of moving freight.
We're doing well over 100,000 pounds of product out of Pelican in 4 months.
Seth Stewart owns Jacoby Fisheries in Pelican. Those 4 months he's talking about are during the summer. The product, frozen fish, a lot of it. Like Tenneke Logging Company, Jacoby has worked out a ferry-based supply chain. Fish totes, freezer bags, building supplies, and more come in by ferry, fish goes out. Also like Tenneke, Pelican hasn't seen a sailing this winter, and residents were shocked to find out their town was entirely left off the ferry system's summer schedule when the draft was released in late January. Stewart admits it's not an ideal situation.
Am I worried? Yeah, I mean, I would like to not have to worry about how we're getting product in and out of Pelican, considering that the ferry system was set up, you know, exactly for these sorts of reasons. So people could build their businesses or build their homes or live their lives with the support, knowing that there's their highway going to Pelican.
Stewart is feeling more optimistic than Gordon Chu. At least he's not in the market for a landing craft yet. Jacoby won't start shipping out processed fish until the summer, and Stewart thinks the town might be able to work out some kind of compromise with the state DOT before then, like perhaps contracting with a private freight company for the summer. Amid this uncertainty, Stewart says just figuring out a way to get through the summer would buy them time to work out a more durable solution.
It's not going to turn out well. It's going to cost us more money this summer than what I think is profitable in the long run, but if we can just make it through this season, then it gives us time to plan out something that is viable for long term.
Either way, Stewart and Gordon Chu should have more information soon. The state plans to release a final ferry schedule later this month. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Ari Snyder.